Kevin and Sonia
on KISS.
Look, we play in an American league, and I promise you a Canadian team is going to the NBA Finals. I love you guys.
Oh, man. Drake talking a big talk, wanting his Raptors, wanting our Raptors.
The bandwagon's getting full, isn't it?
There's always room for one more, isn't there? Right? You know, to go to the NBA playoffs, just one game away, game six is going to be a big one.
Yeah, and it's on Saturday night as we get ready. And if we win this one, we're going to the finals. And that's why a lot of people are like, cancel your plans no matter what it is, because we got a game on Saturday.
But what if those existing plans is a wedding?
Yeah. Okay, so this is what happened to one of my girlfriends. Her boyfriend was like, babe, yeah, I'm not going to be able to make it to the wedding on Saturday for your family, but I'll be there at the reception because the game should be wrapped up by the time you guys get to dinner and dancing.
You can't dip on someone's wedding just because you want to watch a game.
I mean, it's not just a game. This is history in the making. And I guess in this case, like, he had said that to her before, like, oh, by the way, they're having a wedding in May. That's playoff season. If the Raptors make it, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she never actually thought he was going to go through with it. And then it just happened to be that the schedule fell the way it did.
Yeah, but family first. And it doesn't really matter, like, if it's family or if it's a friend. I think if you've made a commitment to go to a wedding, they obviously want you to be there. Right?
I mean, it is an Indian wedding, so I feel like no one's really going to notice if you show up late anyway. I mean, the speeches are long. You can watch it in the next day edit that they're all going to post on Facebook anyway. Maybe, I'm just going to say it because I went to a wedding once before, and even the couple was all about the Stanley Cup playoffs. And this is back when the Canucks were taking on the Bruins. And the couple did not come out until the game was done. They were playing the NHL, like the playoff game, on the big screens. They were like, scrap the slideshow that we put together. We want to watch the game. Everybody else wants to watch the game. So they just had that on the big screens. As soon as the game was done, they turned it off, flipped it back to the thing. And
like back to your regularly scheduled programming, right?
Yeah.
Matt, you've been in a situation like this before where you committed to being at a wedding, but there was a big game going on at the same time.
I think 10 years ago or so when the Canucks had a big playoff run.
Yeah.
I was at my buddy's wedding down in the States. I actually had my Canucks app.
Yeah.
Right.
And leading up to the ceremony and partially through that, I had my phone on because the game was on.
Yeah.
And we had like five or six guys all
huddled around
looking and watching at the updates.
100%. Yeah. And I mean, obviously your mind was going to be going there anyway. So you were kind of distracted with or without the app. Did the bride and groom, did the couple getting married, did they notice? Did they care?
They didn't care.
Were they two of the six people who were crowding around you? Here's a text message. My girlfriend broke up with me because I went to game two of Vancouver versus Boston instead of going to her sister's wedding. It was worth it.
Wake the fun up.
Kevin and Sonia on KISS Radio.